join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Welcome everybody to the number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Here's your co-host, Lisa Vasquez, and your main host, Dawn Reese.
Porting bag.
Mary Poppins has everything.
That's good, good.
A spoonful of sugar.
Where are we in here?
Oh, we're live.
Yes,
we are. Here's Dawn with all the connections.
Well, I'm sitting here with our rock and roll reporter. We're trying to get our Facebook Live going, and she's pulling all these cords out. And I'm like, no, that's not it. That's not it. But Chrissy, have a seat. Welcome to Hollywood Connections. You are driving, and we have a really amazing show today. It's going to be very probably controversial because people, what they believe in, what they don't believe in. And in the meantime, let me welcome my co-host. Introduce yourself.
My name is Lisa Vasquez.
And thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. So we're going to talk about testimonies and how she got with Beaming Hope Church later on and all that good stuff. And we also have Renee.
Hello, Renee Leone here.
That's right. She's one of our reporters as well. And you're going to be at the State Fair doing some things this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Really exciting. I can't wait to meet all these people because I want to turn them on to saving some money.
That's right. Also, too, we have Chrissy. She's our rock and roll reporter. Guys. She's waving. Hello. Then we have Jake over here.
I'm here.
And Brian. We're going to introduce them on the intro. I got a special song for you.
Ooh.
So guess what, everybody? While you're watching, you know, I didn't know when I went to the State Fair. It was my first State Fair experience here in this area, not, you know, Broward County I've been to. So I have to tell you this funny story. So I see these two older couple walking with a bag of, telephones. And I went, oh, so are they selling phones? And I went, no, what's going on? They go, oh, if you have a little hearing problem. Well, I used to be a flight attendant. And when the days of the jets, we had a 727, I'd walk on the back. You hear the jet engines, of course, and my left ear. So, I mean, I can hear really well. So except the only problem is when my alarm is going off on my iPhone and my husband says, can't you hear your phone ringing? I'm like, no. So apparently that would be a little problem. So anyways, I go over and I get a free phone. So the funny story is, if you need a free phone or you have a father-in-law or mother-in-law or you are 3 years old enough that, you know, it says that you have a hearing problem, you can call 800-222-3448 and talk to their customer service, and you could qualify for a special phone. But it also has a Bluetooth to your phone as well that you can put to your cell phone.
That's awesome.
I know, but you should have seen us hooking this phone up. It was really funny because we're all cellular people these days, and that was kind of funny. So anyways, in the meantime, we have Lisa here. And Lisa, you had our show last week. You took over for me.
I did.
Yes, and tell us about the show last week.
Well, pretty much it was just talking about how God has changed my life, how Beaming Hope Church, how I met you, things that have happened really, really well since, you know, I found God and where I was before, you know, messing with, you know, tarot cards and spirit world and things like that. And just, you know, pretty much talking about how God has always been there and you got to listen. And sometimes we don't listen. And I didn't listen for a long time. And now I'm finally listening. And I can really see my life changing for, you know, the better.
Well, you know, actually, February 16th, tomorrow, there's a Funpalooza. I have to give this free 50 flat-screen TVs, a household item, gift cards, and much more. Thousands of cash and giveaways at the, where we are at, Ridgecrest YMCA at 1081 119th Street North in Largo from 12 to 2 p.m. Bounce House for Kids. This is sponsored by Beaming Hope Church. That's our church. So go to beaminghopechurch.org. Check it out. Go over and say hello, and you may win some great prizes. Which is really cool. Ooh. So in the meantime, let's go. We're excited. We're going to come back and talk to Renee and Chrissy. Chrissy's with Mary Kay, which I love, by the way.
Oh, me too.
So I have to tell you, I've been using the face, the whole kit in the morning, and I feel like I'm glowing. And I also like the hand scrub. But tell us about the hand, you know, the, what that really wonderful scent is on the hand.
Oh, my God. That was the pomegranate that I gave you. It was a special edition.
Right.
Usually it's green tea.
Okay.
And it's fabulous. It just... makes your hands, the Mary Kay just makes your face glow.
It does. It does.
Listen, I'm an old broad, okay? So if it works for me, you know it works, okay?
Oh, I love the cream for the face. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
The nighttime cream?
Yeah. But you know what I really like? It's one is in pink for day and then evening for, you know, the gray bottle, which, you know, you're instead of looking going, what is this, and trying to read it.
Well, it all has SPF in it also.
Correct.
So with us down here in the sun and it's so bright.
There you go. So
it's a
Chrissy, they can book through me, right?
Absolutely.
And we can set up something for everybody as well so they can get a facial.
We will give you a free facial anytime you like. Just call us and we'll set you up.
And guess who else they're going to call in just a minute? Let's play our intro song, Get Ready, because this is going to be a really interesting show tonight. And I'm so glad these guys are here. And we'll be right back. Enjoy this.
I'm excited.
Okay, so we are back. We are back live on the air, everybody, and we're so excited because we have Brian here. And Brian, of course, this will be very controversial because I know Keith is watching us, and he may call in too and talk about his point of view. So tell us your production company, the name of it.
Well, we go by A. Jowett Brothers Productions, Jowett right. Brothers Studios. We're hacking Hollywood in Jollywood. Right.
Ooh.
Now with y'all.
Oh yeah, you are.
Right. And I love the conversation right. because
what's
I have four girls at home, so I'm
this
used to this type of stuff that goes on.
Oh yeah, you got four girls here now.
With all the Mary Kay and stuff like that. So just throwing it in.
You can get a free facial.
So introduce your partner here, Jake.
This is my bro Jake.
What's up, ye? What's going on? I am, I'm the partner. Just a partner guy. Jowett Brothers Studios, man. We are have our studio in Clearwater. We're hacking Hollywood. We're in Jollywood. Hollywood, but it's Jollywood here in Florida, Clearwater. We do paranormal. We do haunted stuff.
Whoa.
Ouija boards.
Okay, so that let's go to that topic right. first on the Ouija board, because we have a lot of people that don't know my story. And this is going to be on Amazon Prime pretty soon. Is that correct, what you guys did?
Yeah, the plan is that's where we kind of releases all of our projects. We go straight to Amazon with all of our stuff. So the show will go straight to Amazon. We're going to promote the heck out of it like we always do and bring a lot of awareness to it. So the first show we did, Haunted Tours, you guys can find that on there as well on Amazon. And then we're getting ready to release a show called Share Your Scare. So as you can tell, we stay within the niche of paranormal and horror.
So jump in anytime, Lisa, as well.
Who's scared of the Ouija board in this room?
Okay, let me tell you my story. And they actually, I do want to thank Bobby Hill. She's already freaking out. She's like, I am leaving the station if you have that here. Well, I agree with you, Bobby. Bobby Hill, thank you. So what happened, we were on the red carpet of the Dunedin Film Festival, and Bobby said to me, hey, I've got this casting coming up for a Ouija board. You have a weird story about it. And I said, yes, when I was a teenager, let me tell my story, because they'll hear it again on Amazon.
Don't give him too much.
Well, not too much, but just a little bit.
Give him some cliffhangers.
A little bit, because the show's going to be very, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
I won't give the whole thing, but I will tell you, I was 13, I got it as a gift, and we're live on the air, everybody, so we're excited that you joined. And also, so I have this board out. My father is gone. It's October. It was a birthday gift that I got, and we finally took it out, and I was playing this thing, and it said, I said, where do you get your power from? So it would say, from you, ha-ha, he-he, and then it would say, you know, cannot tell, will not tell, I'm afraid, I'll get in trouble. Now, we did this for over an hour. So the cliffhanger of this, when we asked it, who is your master, and it said, my master is king. I said, who is your master king? I'm afraid to tell you. When it spelled out, my master is K-I-N-G, of... That's the cliffhanger. You'll have to watch Amazon Prime and hear what happened.
Boom.
Boom. So also, all these three ladies, our rock and roll reporter, Chrissy, Renee, our other reporter, and Lisa, our co-host today, we had a couple experiences. You went in to do an audition for them as well. So what was your story? And then now she's also a Christian. I'm a Christian as well. But I wanted to get my word out to the people about these games, you know, of it's not a game. No. You know, we had, yeah, there's a lot of, tell your story.
Well, I can't really give it away either, because then it won't. But let's just say that the Ouija board helped solve a crime. And
how old were you?
We were 17. But I first was playing with it when we were like 8. Mm-hmm. And, you know, got it once again, ooh, a gift and whatever. But one of the things that was the worst part is the fact that at one point when we were, my friend and I were playing with it, we were finding out the information. We took our hands off and it kept going. So right there, you know, you can't, there's no denying that. And ever since then, for years of my life, there's been spiritual activity that you open up a portal. And
exactly.
That's a portal. And it's a portal for spirits to come in. And when you're young and you're talking to somebody, they are literally like the spirit world is coming to, you know, get you, take mm-hmm. you, use your body, use whatever. And, you know, it's definitely not a toy. I don't even know how it's still on the market. I don't.
You don't want to invite them in?
No. So how did you become a Christian? Did that move your movement on?
I'm in the process of writing a book. I was actually living at a psychic's home and interpreting for him in Casadega.
Wow.
And, interpreting Spanish. You know, when people would come in who didn't speak English, I would do readings. And one of the circumstances when I first was over there, my family, we always went to Casadega. We were, like many people, misled that spirits are good and it's godly. It's not. And what I've seen, what I've witnessed, it's just like the TV show. And the more that you give energy to it, the more that it's going to come into your life, to the point that my friends have been affected by it. They've seen spirits in my homes. I've had cleanses. I've sage. And it's really, it's to the point that it will take your life over. I mean, there's more things that I will discuss in other shows, but as far as the book is concerned, when you have other people who don't believe and then they come into your house and they go, what was that? Then you're a believer. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no way to deny that there's something that has been in homes of mine, and it's pretty much affects everybody around you.
So you've been dealing with angry spirits?
Yes.
So angry spirits she's talking about. Okay, and then also, so guys, so tell us, Renee has a little different story.
So I'm not going to really, I want you to watch it. I don't, really don't want to say anything much about it. I do want to say that my experience is a lot different, and I have friends that are spiritualists, and they're about God. They're Christians, and over in, not Brazil, there's another country, and I can't really think of it offhand, but we'll talk about it later. She goes over. Did you ever hear of David of God? The guy who's like heals, he's a healer and everything.
Okay.
And, well, you know, I believe in it differently, okay? So I'm not saying that they're all the same. There could be some that are negative, but there's a lot of them that have good energies, and there's good spiritual, like with the crystals and like with the, you know, with the amethyst and the citrines and okay. like a lot of things like that. So I believe differently, but my experience with the Ouija board was different. So mine wasn't a crazy bad experience. Mine was scary, and there was certain things that had happened, and there was a lot of truth to it, but I didn't have a bad experience. Okay. And I've used the Ouija board more than once, but with the friends and families, it was spooky a little bit because the way it moved and the way it answered your questions, but it was not... From that point on, I haven't had bad experience. Gotcha.
Well, you know, you also have other shows that you're looking for people with stories. So you're intrigued by some of these ghost stories and paranormal. You were talking about if somebody has a house that you think has bad spirits in it, what do you guys do?
Well, I'll be honest with you. We're coming at it from a skeptical point of view.
Okay, thank you.
So when we got into this, we had a show called Haunted Tours. And the reason we wanted to do a Ouija board thing is because in season one of Haunted Tours, mm-hmm. every episode, I shouldn't say every episode, the last like three or four episodes, we used a Ouija board. Mm-hmm. And we used it in a different way. So in season, episode two of Haunted Tours was the first time we pulled out the Ouija board. We used a spirit box. So we take the spirit box, he opens the sessions, our investigator, cut his finger, blood's on the Ouija board, mm-hmm. then has ashes on the Ouija board. Now, this is how he does things, pretty intense. We start shooting, we're filming all this, and he takes a spirit box. If you don't know what a spirit box is, it's basically just a radio communication where it picks up white noise. So it starts, and it's reading through these frequencies, and you ask it questions. So in the beginning of this tour, the tour guide mentioned a name, Ethel Allen. So we're going through this, we're asking a question, and then one of the first things that really struck us, it says, I killed them, came through the spirit box. Hmm. Now, we're coming at this from a skeptical standpoint. We're, okay, you know, white noise, whatever. Then we're asking it questions, and then it actually says Ethel Allen within the spirit box. So that was like the first time where it was... Well, what the heck is this? This is kind of weird. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that was like the only time it really got to us. And then in episode, I think the final episode, we did the same thing, but they forgot to open the Ouija board. We weren't picking up nothing, right? And then the host, Victoria Catherine, mentioned, "Hey, we forgot to open the session." So we opened the session, and all of a sudden, it starts picking up stuff. So that was kind of weird. And we were in the middle of the woods. We went to Bellamy Bridge. Oh. So episode two, we did all Florida. We did May Stringer House. We did Ashley's Bar and Restaurant. We did the St. Augustine Lighthouse.
Okay.
Yep. Wow. We did.
What happened over there?
You know, we didn't get too much activity. I actually took it as like it felt like the Disneyland of paranormal in my interpretation, because you get glow sticks and they make this big thing out of it. So that was just my perspective on it. You know, other people might have different things, but we didn't get much. Yeah, we didn't get much from that one. The biggest ones was for me was episode two, and then episode four. Episode four, we did the Tampa Cuban Club. And that was pretty cool. That was intense. We got some stuff there.
Wow. So has that changed your outlook on anything at all?
I want to see something. I mean, my biggest thing is this. If there's some little bit of question, I got to see it. I want to see it. For myself, I want to physically see something. So I'm going to hang out with you more often. Then I'm like, hey.
You can come to my house anytime and sleep over.
I'm coming over.
You think I'm kidding? You really? I have friends that I'm going to text and say, you better call in and tell the story of... watching the person walk from the bathroom to my house, blinds falling down.
So Haunted Tours for us is like our kind of almost video vlog into the paranormal, not knowing anything. We did the first season, and we're going to do a second season.
Okay.
I'm on.
I have a question. Okay, okay, I'm happily married to a wonderful man that I just adore. And hi, honey, if you're listening, Bert.
Hi, Bert.
Yay, my ex-husband had passed away a couple months ago. And my daughter-in-law woke up in the middle of the night, and she saw this figure in her place, and it was a large man, she said, which was him. And she said he was wearing a yellow shirt, and she kind of walked through him like, oh, she stopped. So I said he was probably there because my son has his wallet. But, you know, I mean, does, so if somebody has an object of somebody that has passed away, mm-hmm. what is your outlook on that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, we're not investigators.
Okay.
So this is what we do. So right. So Haunted Tours, it's more of our perspective from a skeptical standpoint, and we bring in an expert. So like season one, we brought in an investigator that was extreme. Mm-hmm. Season two, we're going to bring in our awesome psychic medium, Valentina, who's actually, you know her? Yeah, she's awesome. And she's the host for our new show called Share Your Scare. But we're going to have her as the expert in season two. And we're thinking about doing the keys. Yes, she's not far from here.
She's not. Yeah.
So if you're looking for an amazing psychic medium in the area, look up Valentina Lomborg.
Now I have a question because Lisa, and go with me on this too. What is and I know what our pastor would be saying. What is your outlook on psychics and mediums and everything? And this is going to be controversial, so you can call in.
You can call in, and I know I'm going to start a lot of stuff here.
441-3000.
Start it up.
I'm going to stir it up. But
what do you think? Because
Seriously, you go back to the Bible, and it says so in the Bible, and I was it was brought to my attention by a family member when I was living in Casadega because they were in Deltona, and I went over to talk to them about I'm working over here and yay and this and that and I'm studying and I'm going to do this, and they were like, whoa, we need to, and sat and opened up the Bible. So I mean, I can sit here and people can say, oh, the Bible's not, you know, the truth. It's in the Bible. Tarot cards.
Yes, ma'am.
And what's funny is you said the name Amethyst. I was actually going to change my name when I was living. That was going to be Amethyst Star, Starr. I'm not kidding you. I almost legally changed my name. So for her to say, you know, Amethyst Crystals, I'm like laughing going, they're right here messing with us right now. Like, I promise you, if you had your little meter, this place would be going crazy.
Well, the station owner, her husband passed away. And so he was so part of this station. And he believed in our show. And so, you know, with that. But, you know, also, too, is I do want to say, when I left your studio, I went home. And, of course, I was praying of anything not to attach myself to me or to the car.
Amen.
And I get
run.
Home. Yeah, run. And I get home, and my husband said, can you unlock the car? So I unlocked the car. You hear the beep, beep, and it's unlocked. I see it unlocked. And he goes to touch the car, and it locks itself. He goes, what the heck is going on with your car? I said, okay, I'm just praying in the name of Jesus, anything that is attached to me that came from this, you know, because, you know, when you are dealing with the paranormal or the Ouija board or anything like that, or giving your testimony, of course, Satan's a little ticked off at you. That's my belief. You know, I don't know, you know, and I can't judge anybody. That's up to God to judge you. Right. And, you know, I just know what my belief is.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Can I just say something?
So what I believe is, if you're going to open up anything, you know, the first thing you got to do is just, dear God, please, you know, protect me from any negative energies or entities that are surrounding me and my family. Whether, you know, son and all. Well, that's what I was going to say.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
So really, you protect your house, you protect your car, you know, dear God, please protect me from any negative energies or entities with the, you know, name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. That's it. You know, just protecting yourself.
Right, Lisa, what's your point on that? This is really getting good now. It's getting really good. It's deep. It's deep.
Wow. Right. And what, once again, Satan will disguise himself as spirits that you know, that you love. Like I said, my book will be coming out. And when I say for 4 hours there was a struggle for my soul over in that facility, my marriage is over. I literally almost lost everything for living over there. And when I say you couldn't offer, like when you asked me, if would you touch that? I literally, the hair stood up. I showed that. I was like, I'm getting sick to my stomach with the Ouija board, with the candle behind me. I mean, you're talking reading six, eight hours a day.
She pulled the negative.
Six.
There's something that was attached to her.
Six. Well, that's what they do. Yeah. When you're young and you're playing with a Ouija board at 8 years old, you're vulnerable and you don't realize what you're doing. Right. And I'm your best friend and my name is Bob. No, it's Satan. And that's where we're at.
But I can tell you, I've had more people in the store walk up to me and say, oh my God, your light is around you. It's so white. You've got all your relatives. Let me tell you your future. Let me do this. Oh my gosh, I'm a psychic. I'm a medium. And I'm like, you know what? That's great. But she's like, well, what's your sign? What's your sign? Nope. And they're always asking me what my sign is. I'm like, the sign of the cross. That's right. My sign. And so that's what I tell people, you know. And I really don't want to dabble, because I did, when you're going through that and you think it's a fun thing, a lot of weird things. And I'll tell you, I had a lot of miracle stories once I gave myself over to Jesus. And I'll tell you, he's opened so many doors and opportunities, and they're coming, and we just give him all the honor and glory. I hope you're enjoying the show, and I hope if you have a story, you want to talk to these guys, they're doing more shows. Call us, 727-441-3000. Let's get Teresa on the phone from California, one of our reporters. I'm sure she has some good questions for you guys. Welcome, ooh, Teresa.
Hi, how you doing?
We're good. Great.
How are you, Teresa?
Good, thank you. This is World Classic Miss Tourism 2019. I have a question for Brian Jake. Did you have fun making movies in your backyard as kids?
Who's asking that? Yeah, yes, we did have fun. I mean, that's how we got started as kids, in the backyard, just making random stuff. That was our passion. And it grew into what we're doing now. And it's amazing. I mean, I sit in my studio sometimes. I'm just like, damn, I'm in the studio right now. This is cool, you know? So, yeah, definitely look back on it and enjoy the journey that we have, and even like right now being here. It's great.
Right. So also to Jake, I was talking to you about like your feeling. What's your story that you hear all these different stories and ghost stories? You're saying like, prove it to me. Has anything chilled your bones that you have worked with that you said, or maybe one of the stories from the Ouija board that they came in to give a testimony? Were they all against the Ouija board well?
And I don't not believe anybody, right? You know, everybody has their stories and their opinion, which is cool, and that's why I like hearing. And
I got a story. Hold on. No, because this is relating to him. One night I woke up at like 3 o'clock, and I felt weird. Yeah, I felt weird.
There you go.
And it was after, I think, remember this? You told me about this. Episode 2. He woke up at 3 o'clock, same time.
Right, so I do believe it.
All righty.
Well, like, as far as, like, I've never seen anything, right? I've kind of always been interested. We used to like Unsolved Mysteries and stuff.
Love right.
It. And first,
I love that show.
It's a great show, yeah, right? Yeah, it's amazing. They're rebooting it. Absolutely amazing. You hear all these stories, and you're like, man, this never happened to me. Like, I need to see something fly off the wall, right? I got to see something big happen, you know? I believe in, like, other energies. Like, there's energy within us. Obviously, you know, we communicate that with different things. But things moving and things happening, I don't know. Like, you know, see it to believe it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've seen stuff, they've experienced stuff we never have. You know, that's why we're kind of on this journey. It's fascinating, right? It's interesting. I'm down. Let's go. Are we going? She's going to go with us.
Chrissy will do some behind the scenes with you guys.
You can stay the weekend at my condo, and you guys will have a blast.
So guess what? We're going to be right back. We're going to go to the International Christian Film Festival. We're going to change things up a second, and we're going to be on that red carpet. We're excited. We actually put our show for the best talk show, so we don't know what's going to happen. It's all in God's hands, but we'll be right back. International Christian Film Festival, deadline is almost there. Thank you, Vaughn.
This is the best film festival I've been to yet.
I've met people from South Africa, Australia, Lagos, Nigeria, Switzerland, England, all over the United States and Canada.
I'm really impressed with the amount of people here, the amount of friendly and encouraging networking vibe that I've gotten here.
It's amazing. It's like, you know, you have art, you have creativity, and you have a spiritual aspect of it.
Just like I said last year, I said this is like the Christian Oscars, so it's really exciting.
I love it. This is my home festival, so I'm going to continue coming every year.
This honestly is an event that is the Academy Awards.
I don't even know what to say. I'm just so excited. This is great.
It's an amazing electric environment. People are genuine and friendly and outgoing. They're just real.
Even if you're not in the industry, you should come to this.
through spiritual people that are Native American.
And we are back.
That's what's protecting Florida and this part. I mean, guess where the word is?
Right, we're having a deep conversation already. We're back live on the air, 8:35 on a Friday night. And so okay, what are the next stories? We're live on the air, everybody. Thank you for joining. And drive time. This is very interesting. It's getting very complex.
This conversation, but I like to tell it.
Oh, for sure.
I love it.
Yeah. So anyway, so you're going to be working. So tell us where they can write you if they have a story. What are the stories that are coming up that you're looking for?
I mean, as of right now, we're just working on Ouija board confessions. That's our main thing. Next show we're probably going to do is something about exorcisms. Goal is to touch on aspect of the paranormal and find out in different ways, like what's going on, like what are these things.
And I would say
we're going to get Pastor Joe over.
Right. We need Pastor Joe. bring you in, Pastor Joe.
Pastor Joe, if you're listening, yes, seriously.
He
can
be the host.
Is he here?
Interesting. You know, I mean, I'll tell you.
We're down.
Well, you know, when you talk about exorcism, my parents used to pray over. Well, they're passed on now in heaven and paradise, and I remember them praying over people, and I've seen really really weird things happen where they have been delivered by these spirits, and they are normal, and they said what they were feeling. They could feel this darkness leaving their body. So you know, and I saw my parents praying for people and taking the holy oil, and you know, and I was like, wow. And I was probably 9 or 10 years old at that time. You know, do you have an experience? Do you want to call in? This is getting really good. 727-441-3000. Facebook Live, we have over 5,000 watching. We're excited. Yay. And we'd like you to call in. I know I see a lot of our good friends as well. And so also, Lisa, you know, what do you think, you know, they say, what would so-and-so, what would Jesus do? What would Pastor Joe do? What would he say?
Well, he'd do what I said earlier, which is grab the Bible and go right to the scripture, because honestly, after my uncle read the scripture to me, tarot cards, crystal, like literally every single thing that I was using, that I was touching, that I was a part of, I mean, it was to the point that the person that, you know, I was working under or training under could feel when I was having issues in my house 4 hours away. He calls, "Are you all right?" I'm like, "No, this is going on." Literally, when I say the spirit,
so he could feel it. He could feel it as well.
He would call me at 1 in the morning and go, "Are you all right?" I'm like, "No, I'm crying. This is going on." Like, when I say to you things that, like I said, I'm trying to get a friend of mine to call in now because everybody's seen it. My eyes went red. My family literally said, "Something's wrong with you," to the point that it was possession. Yes, yeah, exactly.
So there's some kind of energy that you have that they were connected to.
Well, I was working in the place that's at one of the most spiritually... Yeah. You know, blessed places in the world, as they say.
That's the thing, too. It's so unexplainable that it's hard to explain. So, and that's what we want to, that's what I want to capture, that's what I want to document. Well, because it's that all the time, you know?
You have to see, like, blind.
Because I feel negative at times.
And blinds are just falling from the window.
Because I feel negatives at times. Is it spirits? Is it something on me? Mm-hmm. Or is it just, I'm in a certain funk? Am I in a mode? Like, you know, it's hard to explain.
I forgot it's an exchange of energy.
Exchange of energy. Yes.
So just because you're like, have you ever been around somebody? Because I'm one of those hot mess people that you really can't have any part of me till you've had at least 3 cups of coffee, because I will ruin your day. But when I
get you some coffee,
energy wise, you're exchanging energy. Mm-hmm. So you might be this just regular, and the other energy that is in the other person knows that you're, when I would say, I don't want to say weak, but you're vulnerable. And that's how they come and they get you, is because you literally, it's like your energy will portray, it will, you know, like
Do you believe we could be on different energies? We're all here, but are we on different energies?
Different levels, totally.
So like, totally. He could be here,
Can't explain. When you can't
explain. It's interesting.
You really can't physically watch. You know, my friend was there, and when the person was putting their hands on my shoulders to do healing, she's sitting about where you are, and I'm probably where the door is. And we're outside the backyard of his home, right off of I-4, and you can see the traffic, hear the traffic. And as soon as he said it and got whatever healing, and he puts his hands on my shoulders, this red butterfly didn't come fluttering. She said it just went poof. It came out of thin air. She goes, "Butterfly." I had my eyes closed. I didn't see it. I'm concentrating on getting healing energy. That butterfly sat there in my face until he took his hands off and finished and just disappeared as quickly as it showed. And I'm trying to get her to maybe call me next time.
You didn't see it, though.
I had my eyes closed.
What if he was lying?
And I, she. No,
what if
my
she was
friend.
Lying? She, oh, no, your friend's seen it. What no, if she was lying?
No.
No?
Sorry.
Okay. So, Ryan Justice.
Like, you probably could have.
My man, Ryan.
It's okay, we'll put the cameras out
Hold
there.
Hold on, Teresa. We're going to come back if you have more questions. I know you do. Ryan Justice says, I want to ask Jake about the ghost that touched him.
Oh. What? What ghost touched me? What are you talking about?
I don't know. The ghost that touched him.
Ryan was the ghost that touched me.
The non-believer Ryan was the ghost that touched me.
Right. No, you know what? Being touched would be cool. Like, I don't know. Maybe
you
not.
You say that, but
right,
you
right.
really don't want it. Okay, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
And I believe you. I believe you 100%.
I'm not kidding you.
I'm the guy holding the camera, right? So I mm-hmm. have the camera, and I'm there just documenting, capturing. And maybe that takes me out of it. Maybe I'm not able to fully get engaged with what's going on and really stay focused to it. So our investigator said he was touched. You know, he walked by and was touched. I've never been touched, you know.
Well, you know, okay, I'm gonna go back in time here. My grandparents had the oldest farmhouse in West Dallas, and it was now, of course, it was built up, and I remember as a kid, my uncle would go downstairs. I mean, it was an old basement, and he came up screaming. He heard noises and he heard stuff down there, and I remember as a young kid up in the upper part, and it's all wood floors, and I remember trying to fall asleep at night, and I would hear the creaking of the steps. It wasn't the house, but I actually heard footsteps coming up the stairs, you know, and this was when I was probably 8, 9, 10 years old, and I'd stay over at my grandparents' house. And I heard that later on that there were a lot of ghost stories from that house. Things would move, the kitchen, you know, the dog dish would move to the other side. So I never saw that. My grandparents would tell me these stories on that, you know. I mean, so, but you know, bottom line, what I want to tell everybody is when you leave this earth, you know, and we want to give our condolences. I know Denise, my co-host, her husband just passed away, and she is actually tomorrow they're doing the service, and we just pray for her, and it's really hard over at Valentine's Day, and it's really hard over life. And when it comes down to when it's your time, what are you going to tell God? Who are you serving? Are you serving God? Are you helping people save souls? Are you getting him to Christ? You know, that's number one. You know, that's just my belief. Lisa,
you're right, mine too.
Yeah. And so, you know, I don't want to get up there and go, oh yeah, I talked to so-and-so about my future and this. And I don't want to go there. I just want to live my life happily, help other people. And the more people that, of course, you help is where you're going to go. You know, and who told me the other day, I was with somebody. It was really a sweet spirit. She was saying the reason things are happening good for you because you've got such a good spirit and you give love. And you when you give love, not hate, you're going to get more coming to you. Doors will just open automatically. So, and I believe that. You know, anybody else have a comment? Facebook Live, 727-441. 3000.
I agree with that 100%. The only thing is I'm not real religious, mm-hmm. but more spiritual. So right. I do believe in something. I do believe in energy. I believe in my family. I believe in my kids. And I believe in love.
That's right.
So it is. You give what you get what you give, and I think that's really important. So I think it's important to treat people how you want to be treated. I think it's important to help people and teach what you can. Mm-hmm. You know, we do a show where we call Hackin' Hollywood to help filmmakers, and I think it's giving back where you can and helping out people where you can. In different ways, where you know, paying it forward, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because if you're walking around with like, you know, say per se like bad energy and you're negative all the time, you attract like attracts like, right? I mean,
right.
And if you're positive, you attract positive people. Because I know me just walking around, and if you're seeing somebody positive, super excited, oh hey, what's up? How are you? And I know like sometimes I think we all get like in down states, right? We're kind of like, I'm kind of crappy yeah. mood right now, you know. And I start attracting more stuff because that's all I'm thinking about. I'm like. What's going on? Why is things happening?
So and good, now we're getting into a law of attraction.
It's, and, yeah, right. I don't right. know. I'm just kind
no,
of
no. It's good. It's good because let me tell you a little another story real quick. And I was in L.A. I was a talent manager, and I was doing a lot of things for the Jenny Jones TV show. I had over 100 kids and acts on her show.
Love
and,
Jenny Jones.
Yeah, remember her? Yep. I think she's still. You go to JennyJones.com. There's still stuff up there. And I would fly in. I was on her show as well. And long story short, and that's when I worked for the late Mr. James Brown, and I had. LA was kicking it. It was like amazing Hollywood days. But I wanted to get out of Hollywood for a while, and I wanted to become a flight attendant, and I didn't know how, you know, and I was like, okay, I'm just going to put it out there and pray about it. Well, I got this little bird named Caribbean, and it was yellow and blue, and I called it Caribbean. And so little did I know, within 6 months later, a friend of mine called and said, hey, do you want to be a flight attendant in the Caribbean? And I went, yes. So then I went down, I got hired, and I lived in Freeport, Bahamas for a while. So that's not even my story. Then I ended up moving to Phoenix, Arizona. Or let me go back. My parents live there. I wanted to move there so bad. And I put this picture of this house that I looked at, and I took pictures of it and said, oh my God, this is my dream home. And I went back to Wisconsin, and I put it on my refrigerator, and half a year later, we end up buying the house behind the house that I took the picture of.
Crazy.
Okay, that's number two. Number three is, here I'm a flight attendant in the Caribbean now, and I'm making $30,000 a year, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, I found a picture of a sailboat, and I put it on my refrigerator. And I say, watch what you put on your refrigerator, because it's your vision board.
Yes.
So little did I know, when I came off tour of working for this big company in New York, I came down to Florida, not expecting, and my brother said to my husband now at the time, he said, my sister has to judge a pageant in Dallas. Can you take her to the airport? And I'm looking at this guy and I'm like, God, he's adorable. And people say, how did you two meet? And we say, Ginger and Buffett. No, they are not strippers. No, Ginger and Buffett are not. They're a Bijan Poo and a Jack Russell. So
there you go.
I have to make that clear. But anyways, he said to me, do you want to have dinner on my sailboat? It was almost the same sailboat that I put on my refrigerator almost 20 something years ago. So, you know, I always tell people, you know, you have a vision board, that's great, but put it in front of you. What do you want? Pray about it. And I even have things in my Bible. I want to tell you, I write a letter to God, Lisa, and I hope I'm touching some points, but I write a letter once a year, and I write down over my sons. I pray over my sons, you know, that they were in Phoenix. I can't wait for them to move to Florida someday. I know it's going to be at the right time. They're all here. They're all here. One just came in not even 4 weeks ago. So when you open your letter and you find out what you wrote to God, and then you see what he's done, you go, wow. And even so much more blessings that he gives you when you write that letter. Now there's also, okay, negative people in my life, and I've trusted them. They've been great friends, and all of a sudden they turned on me. I'm like, whoa, a pack of wild dogs just came after me. What happened? So what do? I'm not going to get angry about it. It's between God and them at the time. And I write their names down in my Bible on a letter.
When God removes people, let him.
And you pray for them.
Let him. Well, you pray for them, but when he removes them, let them be. I look back at things that the signs of God removing people, me going to get them and bringing them back, and then removing them again.
Exactly.
There you go. Yes.
Exactly. So anyway, so Vaughn, what is your, I have a producer back here that's listening to all this. Have you ever had an experience? What are your thoughts on this show tonight?
I'm not sure. I can't really recall an experience that I had that was either, you know, paranormal you know, like anything that like really, you know, gave me the chills over anything. Number one, probably because, you know,
he's on our side.
I didn't really want to approach any of that. Like, I was never into it, and I was, you know, scared of it. I didn't want to do any of that. And then number two is probably just, I don't know, none of my friends really were, you know, Ouija board, none of that stuff. So,
Good thing.
That was good for us. Maybe.
So if
you saved a lot of years of therapy.
Okay, if ghosts, I have a question,
can,
guys.
If spirits can move stuff, right? Like, can. And they have energy. Can people move stuff without touching stuff? Since we have energy,
absolutely,
I believe that.
You know what I mean? I thought of that. I don't know.
Okay, I have a question for you guys, and I still haven't figured this one out. Okay, this is a true story that happened to me and my husband. I lived in a little place in Hollywood, Florida. Okay, and the doors were. We just changed it. You know who you're watching? I see that we changed because of you. It was my apartment. Anyway, so we had little bars on the doors. We just came back from a heavy production meeting, and we had Jo Marie Payton with us from Family Matters, and we had a new minister that came in and really prayed hard over us. And my husband is coming, you know, he was just kind of like, this is all new to him. So we go back to my little apartment, we have our two dogs, and it's about 1 a.m, we just have a little glass of wine, that's it, honest to God, and all of a sudden we take the dogs out for a walk, and my husband at the time was my fiance, and he said to me, did you lock the door? And I said, yes. He goes, that's the only key we had, which there was no way. I think we were like in between. He was going to move to Colorado. So it was kind of like an in-between thing. So there was no way we could call a locksmith. I tried getting in the door. There was no way. And we were like, we went to the truck. We couldn't find anything to open the door with. We went back. The door is locked. A guy walks by, long hair, has a tow truck driver shirt on the back. Okay, this is honestly, my husband and I, this honest to God happened. And so he comes, he goes, hey, how you guys doing? I said, we're great, but we're locked out of our apartment. Now, I'm a person that says, how'd you do? What'd you do? I have a voice. And so he said, oh, I'll help you. So he walks over to the door, puts his hand on the door and opens the door and walks away. Now, within moments, we have no voice. We can't even talk. Me and my husband are looking at each other going, what just happened? I can't explain it. Of course, I've had people say that was your angel. I said, oh, he's a tow truck driver. I don't know. Or, you know, and I've had other stories of family members of angels and so forth, which I believe in angels. And we've got big ones behind us, especially in the studio today. But, you know, what is your thought, Lisa, on that? What happened to me and my husband?
Well, once again, like we were talking earlier, things, you know, that are bolted and screwed into the window falling down, but then you have the good and then you have the bad, because I know that many times God has put an angel in my path that, you know, talked to me 2 minutes more at the gas station, and then I roll up on an accident and go, wow, I would have been,
you know,
right
Lucifer
there.
Lucifer was an angel one time.
You know what?
What about?
Oh, of course. Well, yeah, exactly. So, but I'm saying.
One time, my darling.
Oh, I know.
An angel.
Yeah, even here's another example, guys.
He's a fallen angel.
So
yeah.
It's funny how you said that, because can I say, tell you a little story?
Please. So I used to be a hairstylist. I still have the. It was like about 25 years ago, and I used to go to my customers' houses, and it was like 12:30 at night, and I was cutting one of his hairs because he was a pizza man, and his wife would say, you have to come late at night because he works all these hours. And I was getting ready to leave, and I was at the door, and he's like, no, Renee, sit down, sit down. I'm like, no, I gotta go. It's, you know, it's running. He goes, no, just sit down and talk a couple more minutes. Sure enough, within a few minutes, somebody hit my car. My car was on their property. If I would have been there, I would have been in that car dead.
So what do you guys
believe,
think of that?
Yes. My car totally.
It happens all the time. Like, even this morning, somebody ran into me, so I was just, it just happens, you know. Sometimes you're in the right spot, sometimes you're not. To be honest with you, I think things are just random. I think things happen to people that put themselves in the right places. And sometimes we're in the wrong place.
And I, honestly, thinking about it right now, this happened to me twice within 4 years of each other. That my other car was hit on Christmas night, right in front of my house. My car was totaled. So, and I was supposed to go to my ex-boyfriend's house. So strange how it was, where momentarily. No, it's not that. It's just that somebody stopped me from going to my car.
Okay, so let me add this. Okay, we have like 7 minutes. I know Vaughn's giving us. So there's another miracle story. Okay, now we're getting into miracle stories. I was driving a convertible Mustang down a country road every day to work. And then I told my mother I needed to go to church every day. And she looked at me and I put my medal on. And I said, I don't know why. I feel like it's to save my life. And that's how I felt. Well, the last day I was driving to work, I was going down a country road. My brother was teasing me, and I rolled up my window, and a car was going this way, and I was going this way. And I would have hit these two straight on at 60 miles an hour down a country, weeded with wheat, you know, all wheat fields. And I swerved my car, turned it around. I hit a telephone pole at 60 miles an hour. Now, would you think that I'd be dead and there would be barbed wire, which I found out? Because when the paramedics got there and the police, they said, where are the bodies? Where are they? I see people hitting telephone poles at 20 miles an hour. I don't even think we had a seatbelt on, to tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. But my brother was afraid to look at me because the whole top of the car was with barbed wire. Now, their barbed wire could have gone through the car if I didn't roll it up within seconds. And I believe in my spirit, when you listen to that, your spirit, and you're really in tune with God in your prayers, he will protect you on some things. There are some things that are, we don't know why, what he does and why he does it. Maybe because there's testimonies, you know, who knows? And my mother, yes, but before she passed away, I said, Mom, you know, stay on there for a while. She said, no, I've learned all my lessons. I'm going home. And I thought to myself, that's really powerful.
Yeah.
And I thought, what does that mean, Mom? And she said, whatever it is, are you in traffic? Do you get upset? Whatever the lesson is, there's another one and another one and another one. But how are you going to deal with those lessons? And I thought it was pretty powerful.
So do you believe in reincarnation, any of you?
That's another good topic.
Well, it's just another topic.
I do believe in that. that.
I do too.
I believe in that. Yeah.
Well, like the deja vu, where you've been somewhere and go, why do I know that? Why?
What if you come back as the family members in your line generation?
Well, you just come back again. That'd be interesting. You get it right.
What's getting it right, though?
I disagree with that.
Again and again and again.
What happened?
Reincarnation.
When you find
I believe in energy.
I went into my past life, supposedly.
Energy carnation.
I went into past lives.
So rest.
And a lot of stuff made sense when they told me what they told me. So.
Well, how many times have you been somewhere? It's deja vu. It's not deja vu. It's you've been
I was working there.
I understand that's your opinion, and I believe that from you, that you, that's your opinion. But for my opinion, I just know what I believe in. That's we'll talk about that in heaven when we're 102.
We all agree to disagree.
110.
We all have our own incidences.
Yeah, we have our own, and I'm not here to judge anybody or say that's wrong.
Honestly, yeah. Like
I love all you.
What happened with both my cars? I mean,
you guys are gonna have
two weeks of each other. The same time, I had two accidents. 2016, May 11th, and 2 weeks later, May 25th. The same time, almost the same location, and I was hit. And why I'm here?
Yeah,
both my cars total.
God's not
both
done
cars
with you
total.
Yet.
Right. Yeah, you're not finished on this.
He has a reason and a plan for you. And we have it is 8:56. It goes so fast. I hope you enjoy this. You know, if you guys ever have something that does happen, we want to hear about it and your experience and come back and
work. Yes, again.
We will.
Yes, and tell everybody
you can come to the condo and set up any weekend you want and see what happens.
You never know on Hollywood Connections what's going to happen. Also, give us your website, Brian.
JalbertBrothers.com or HauntedToursTV.com. Find us on Facebook at Jalbert Brothers, Instagram.
And spell that
Haunted
for everybody.
Tours, JALBERT Brothers.
And this has been very controversial today on some things and beliefs that's and fun. What you believe in so and so forth. And
2 hours.
That's right. Chrissy, our rock and roll reporter, she said she doesn't need a microphone. She said y'all can hear her, so let me know. Lisa, thank you for being
thank
here
you.
Giving your testimony and your beliefs and helping us sponsor today's show. Tell us about your band that's coming up.
Well, we just formed, and the name is Fabled Essence, and we're going to be hopefully tearing up St. Pete. Well, I pretty much call us like a walking jukebox. Like, I do Janis Joplin, I do Madonna, I do Spanish music, I do Selena, I do
She's
going to
sing
anything,
next week
I love
for
Selena.
Oh, I can jam Selena now.
Oh, I love Selena.
Bitty, bitty, bum, bum.
Oh, yeah, do that again.
Cada vez que lo veo pasar. Mi corazón se enloquece y ya piensa palpitar. Well, I mean, se me asona, ya no razona, yo no puedo controlar.
Renee, give us your best Italian voice. We have 2 minutes.
My best Italian. Okay, so I want to say, grazie a tutti quanti for parlo in stasera tu benvenute.
All I know, she brings the best wine on the boat. Yes, everybody, we have
thank you. Thank you, everybody, for hosting tonight, being here tonight. And everybody have a blessed evening.
That's right. Also, if you're looking to do a cruise, I got Expedia Cruise Ships of South Tampa. And also, I'm working another job that I really enjoy. And if you would like to go on a tour with this resort, and I've got some amazing gifts, and you have to be over 25 years old, reach me at 727-871-7788. We have Reporters Worldwide. Teresa, are you still there?
Yeah.
One more question. Do you have another question? We have 2 minutes.
Yeah, real quick. For both Brian and Jake, did you think as kids that your love of film would turn into a career, and that both of you would be business owners?
I did not. I don't know. I always believed I was going to be on TV, and I guess we're doing it. So, technically. Yeah, I'm on TV. So, did you believe we'd own a studio?
On TV.
Since you were kids?
Yeah, I mean, we just kind of, it was something in us. We just picked up a camera, started shooting stuff. We would just be in the backyard just making stuff, put on a tripod, just went.
We have 1 minute. Okay, yeah. What Amazon Prime, where do they go to?
Amazon
soon?
Prime, yeah. Just type in Job Brothers Haunted Tours.
Okay. That's and it. Then you could be on their next show if you have a story.
Share your scare. Yes, send it to
Haunted
Tours.
Remember, give God all the glory and honor. Watch things happen. Renee, you have something to tell everybody in business.
Yes. All business owners, just contact Dawn Reeves, Hollywood Connections, or Renee Leone, 813-943-7377.
She'll save
I will
you
save
money
you a lot of
cards.
Money. Just call me up. I'll tell you how I can do it. And if you don't call me, you're missing out.
Yeah, I have the square. She's like, get rid of the square. You're signing up with me. You're going to save a lot of money because I swipe a lot.
Yes. So,
yes, we have a swiper. No
and
more square.
And you'll see me on HSN
swiper,
next month
no
in
swiping.
March. I'll give you those details swiper, with an awesome, welcome. Awesome product. I want you all to buy one. All right, I'm Dawn Reese.
Sure.
Bye. See you next week. Denise,
bye,
we love
guys.
You. Our prayers are with you.